are listening to RDU 98.5. Today is the 15th of March 2024. I can't believe it's March already. Anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I am very excited to have in the studio with me releasing her amazing album, The Winter Light. I have Emilia Grinnell in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I can't believe this day has come. It's been such a long road and I've hardly slept, but we're here. This is the first interview of the day.
Yay. Whee! Congratulations. First of all, it is fantastic. You should be so proud of yourself. But yes, let's get into that. You're quite tired, working quite a lot recently.
Oh, just when I've realised when big things happen in life, sleep for me goes out the window.
Right.
And it kind of goes in patterns. So like one night I will just wake up at 2 or 3 and be awake for 3 hours and get up and I'll just do some work.
Right,
it's really
right,
quiet okay. in the house. And then the next night I'll sleep well. So I know that I'll sleep well tonight.
Oh, that's
it was just
good.
Like there's so many things to remember, like, oh, yeah, get the video and make sure that it's live and then make sure Bandcamp is live and then make sure.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So did when you were getting to that process with this album, was it like a shock to remember all these processes and like, oh, God, this is how it works?
I think it was because it's been 8.5 years since I released my last album. And I think now there's just more of kind of an online aspect to our work as musicians.
Which I
struggle a little bit with because I'm really untechnical.
Right.
Technology, what's the word? Anyway, don't understand it, a lot of it. So Ryan Fisherman, who I made the album with, has always been incredibly helpful. I've just asked him so many random questions like, what files am I supposed to be adding to Bandcamp? What files do I add to this and that? And who do I send this to? And it's just been a bit of a warp. And also I think I'm just a bit old school. So it used to just be CDs.
Right, of course.
Sell the CDs. And now it's like all this online stuff. So I'm getting my head around it. But we did it.
Hey, you still did it. Exactly. We talk about it being difficult, but the fact is, you got there. And you must, I mean, you must be so happy with it.
Yes, yeah. It's been 3.5 years making it.
Wow.
Well, we started recording 3.5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And Ryan has been incredibly patient and supportive with the whole process. I'll be like, go on and do a song, and then a month later, be like, oh, maybe we should add this. Can we get this person in? We've got a lot of different Christchurch musicians on there. And maybe I'll get Holly Arrowsmith to do some vocals. Oh, maybe Monty Bevan to do some vocals. Oh, maybe we'll get Joe Barris to play bass on this one, or John G. O'Connor on this one. And Chris Weathy did most of the bass. And just there's heaps of local musos that are just amazing and have added all their bits. But it was just lots of little chapters. And then I kind of cut 4 songs and was like, I'm going to write some more, which is The Ghost in You is one of the newer ones that I ended up writing.
Okay, so you almost finished an album and you're like 4 more songs.
I think so. I think it was 4 or 5. I looked through my old lyrics last night and I was like, wow, I had all these other ones that really didn't make the cut, but we had started to record them, so.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's, I don't know, that speaks, I think, to someone who's quite comfortable in like their music creation and does enjoy doing it.
Yes. That's true. Or you get sick of the old songs.
Yeah.
You're like, this doesn't go with what I'm feeling right now. It's a lot about lots of different feelings.
Yeah.
The songwriting process.
That's so interesting. And also, like, I'm not really a muso, so I can't relate. But I'm always worried, like, I'll listen to a song too much and just kind of get sick of listening to it.
Yeah. I can do that as well. I make these playlists on Spotify and then that's like my playlist for 2 months and then I'm like, okay, make another one.
I can never listen to that ever again.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, 3.5 years ago, you said you started recording. Was that, like, did COVID play a part in, like, that taking a while or is this purely, like, creative changes?
I think there was 3 big things. There was definitely creatively, like I started and then it was kind of summer and then that's when I started to peel some of the songs away from that album.
Yeah,
and
right, right.
Write some more, and then COVID stuff happened, and we got funding for two singles on the record, which is Romeo and The Ghost in You, which is amazing, from New Zealand On Air, which is great. But then Martin Sagadin, who I made one of the videos with, or two videos actually, we had it all booked in, and then we went into another lockdown, and so we waited another year to
nearly a year to
be able to get that one filmed, because they live in Wellington, so we had to organise all that.
Oh right, yeah.
And then Martin's father passed away, and then my father passed away, and it was just, that was another whole kind of step back.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry about that.
It was just lots of little things, and then it was that kind of like, how do I keep going with this? You got to get that energy.
Yeah,
back up
totally.
As well as working all these different jobs. And
I would say that makes it, all the more important that it's out now.
Yes. Yeah, there's those moments where I was like, I don't know if I can do it. And then all these amazing supportive people around me have helped me.
Congratulations. Now, it's called The Winter Light. Is that kind of reference to, like, I don't know, the sun always looks prettier in winter type thing?
It's quite funny because my last album was called Autumn, and I didn't even think of that when I was coming up with this.
Oh, really?
So Autumn is my favourite season, but one of the songs on the album is called The Winter Light, and I just really like those words together. So when
it's
I was
a beautiful
thinking,
song, that one, by the way.
Thank you. It's beautiful with all the strings.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, I was thinking of an album name, and then I just went through all the names of the tracks, and then I listened to The Winter Light, and I was like, oh, actually, The Winter Light, it kind of even reflects, winter's an inward time in a lot of these songs.
Totally.
Kind of that time and space. So it kind of just goes with it all.
So. Oh, I think it's, you chose like a good track to be the title of the album, I think.
Yeah.
But the track I'm going to play today is The Ghost in You, which is one of the songs with the music video, correct?
Yes, yeah.
So, The Ghost in You, tell me a little bit about it.
Who knows?
Who is this ghost?
I was at my friend Mesmer and Chris's in Auckland, and I picked up a guitar in their kitchen one morning in my pajamas, just visiting. I think I was going up, I played a house concert, and then I picked up the guitar and then just started playing with these chords, and then these words started coming out, and then I went into the little sleep out that I was staying in and just kept writing, and it was really cool. It was kind of, I think sometimes I have to go away to write music to get to be able to focus and stuff. So, and then I didn't, a lot of us say songwriting, you either set out to be like, I want to write a song about this, or maybe I'll just look out the window and see a tree and start writing, or you feel like you're just being channeled. But then it was just like kind of like Romeo, it's a little bit more upbeat and playful, whereas songs are more a little bit more melancholic and wood, I guess. And I kind of now listen to it and explain it, that it's just we've all got these little ghosts inside us, and they're all like good ghosts or bad ghosts or in between ghosts, and just to let them out and play. And I think that's with the video, it's kind of a playful, lots of things going on and dancing, strange line dances with my daughter and Robin, who directed it. And
oh, fantastic. Yeah. it's reminding me of there's a scene in the film Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yes.
Where Freddie Mercury is actually writing the song Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, wow.
And in the scene, it's just him like looking at paper, and every couple of seconds he goes, he's got the perfect line, and that's what this is reminding me of. It sounds like just that dream scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes you totally get writer's block and you write three lines or three words and you're like, okay.
Yeah, well, that was my next thing. Okay. I mean, that sounds amazing, but like, really, how often does that happen,
I know. And I've kind of had a bit of a hiatus from writing just because I was like, I need to just release this. It's kind of like birthing an album is very huge.
Oh, I can imagine. And like, do you sort of feel like you can start afresh now?
Yeah, I feel like I actually just need a little space. Like, I'm really looking forward to I'm really looking forward to the tour. That's going to be awesome.
Yes.
We're finishing here in Christchurch on Friday the 10th of May at Space Academy with the full band, and that's the only full band show
really?
Of the whole tour.
Oh,
so
cool.
That'll be really special, and we'll have heaps of people that have featured on the album jumping up, and that'll be really cool.
Oh, I guess it's the convenience, right? Like, you make an album with loads of Christchurch musicians in it.
Yes.
They can come to the Christchurch show.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be quite a, like, kind of wholesome communal thing going on there.
Yeah, I love the Space Academy as well. We did it.
Yeah, it is great.
Single release show there with St. Martin's last year, and it was awesome. Just a really nice vibe. It is kind of like anyone can go.
Totally,
it's not,
totally.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's great.
And I love St. Martin's as well.
I know, that awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We're very lucky in Christchurch, actually.
We are.
Of course, we've talked about this album, but where can people listen to it?
It's on everything now, I guess.
Now I can see you think about it in your head.
There's
is it
Spotify,
on that and on
there's
that?
Apple, there's... Yeah. There, I'm trying to think of all the others. And the music video is on YouTube. And, I mean, there's a link on my Instagram, little bio link.
Yeah,
you can just
yeah.
tap. It's a little link tree that takes you to all the places.
So. Oh, fantastic. Well, I mean, congratulations.
Thank you,
for making this. You should be so proud of yourself. I think it is fantastic. To our audience out there, it is The Winter Light by Amidia Grinnell. It is brand new out today, right?
Yep.
Yeah, brand spanking new. And is it early days to be buying tickets for your show? Like, is it too early yet?
No, I think get them ASAP because it isn't a huge venue.
So they are year, out, though?
Yep, they're
yeah,
out
cool.
under the radar.
Great.
And last year, our St. Martin's and Amidia tour sold out completely, and there were heaps of people wanting to come, so I would recommend getting them.
Fantastic.
Getting them ASAP.
It should sell out, quite frankly, if I'm being honest. Well, it has been a pleasure to have you in the studio here today. Thank you so much for coming. To our audience right now, going to play The Ghost in You, which is the third track on the album, and also has a music video to view on YouTube. So go check that out as well. One more time, Amidia, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Did you know it? Can you see through all the loves before? Realign the times you chose to just ignore. The ghost in you is dancing, dancing, singing, singing out. The ghost in you tries to hide from the motions too. Ghost in you is really, really feeling, feeling out. The ghost in you needs to be set free. Hiding out in your front room and looking down at the friends that sit below upon the ground. Did you know? Ghost in you.